Everyone's talking about ending the Fed. But before we can end the Fed, we must decide where it fits in the big picture. Is it private or government? America can be broken into three sectors: the private, the government, and the ruling sector. People are fooled into believing that government officials are the ruling sector, the oppressors, but they're just puppets regardless of how complicit. Elected officials merely carry out the decisions of the rulers. You can't even become a candidate unless you're first chosen by the rulers and suck up to AIPAC. As for the private sector, these are the producers, the ones crunching out a living. The private and government sectors are the slave sectors. But how do we know who makes up the ruling sector? Voltaire told us, quote, "To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize," unquote. And criticizing Jews is the supreme hate speech. Now, there's a constant silly argument whether the Fed is private or government. Alan Greenspan says the Fed is not government.
The Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
So now people think the Fed must be private, but others say because the Fed prints our money, it must be government. Fellow slaves, we've got to break out of this false dichotomy the Jews have constructed for us. The Fed isn't private or government. It's the ruling sector. When you see some congressman dragging up some Fed cronies up for grilling under oath, don't believe a word of it. It's just kabuki theater. The Fed owns the Congress, the executive, and the judiciary. Since it creates the money and pays their salaries, it buys them all. And those it can't buy, it destroys their reputations or simply murders them outright. Why do our Jewish rulers promote this false dichotomy of private versus public concerning the Fed? Because ever since creating the Fed in 1913 and its subsidiary, the IRS, they tax us under the divide and conquer system. In the media and public schools, which they own, they teach the liberals to hate the private sector. In Republican campaigns, they teach the conservatives to hate the government sector. This way, the Jewish rulers keep us tax slaves at each other's throats, so we won't notice them or attack them. Everyone knows you have to be a Jew to head the Fed. All the goyim associated with any senior Fed post are simply window dressing. Everyone knows the Fed loans the government money they invent out of thin air and gouge us with interest while we have to work for that money. Everybody knows that the financial sector, not the 50 million poor on food stamps, is the biggest welfare queen in the world. So why is the Fed still intact? There's one simple answer. It's the disunity of us slaves in the private and government sectors who are taught by the Jewish overlords to blame each other for having the wrong fiscal policy as to where we spend our money. But fiscal policy doesn't matter because we can't implement it unless we first retake control over money creation and get rid of the debt-to-Jewish banker system we're in. How can we unite? Divisions of black against white, women against men, left against right, private against government must be dropped so that identifying the real enemy, the Jewish ruling sector, can take place. The crisis is coming to a head. The Fed can either be replaced with another Jewish banking scam, the libertarians got one ready to go, or we can coin our own money as the Constitution mandates and kick the Jewish bankers out.